Got a little news story here. It was written in 1981, but the events were from 1976. And it's from California. It's about a stolen car, right? In California, that's pretty common. But there was one theft that made the local papers, and it ended up leading in the evening news. And what happened, it was 1976, a Volkswagen Beetle was stolen from a gas station in the San Fernando Valley, where it was waiting some minor repairs. Once the authorities contacted the car's owner, they began to aggressively search for the culprit and the car. Now, why was this one car theft getting so much attention? Well, the answer to that question has, I think it's got great spiritual application here. Well, on the front seat of the car was a box of crackers laced with deadly poison. And the car owner had been using the crackers as rat bait. And so the police were desperate, trying to find the thief, not necessarily to punish him, but to save him. Right? They were afraid that he would eat one of the crackers and he would die. John 3, beginning verse 17, I'm reminded here of what Jesus said, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God." Right? And that was the mission Jesus had when he came to this earth. He came in a desperate, life or death mission. Right? He pursued the lost. Luke 19 and verse 10. Not that he might punish them for their unbelief, but rather so that he might rescue them from themselves. Left in our sin, the world has no hope and stands condemned. And so we're reminded of passages like that. I'm reminded, as I think about this, about the coming judgment, right? Judgment's real. Judgment is coming. And it's going to go on God's timeline, right? We don't get to decide if we stand before God in judgment. It's going to happen. And of course, Jesus has a remedy. And the thing about it is also that Jesus is constantly pursuing us to save us, right? And we need to be thankful to God that he is pursuing us, that he is that remedy, right? He desires all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 14, he doesn't want anyone to perish. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, and he wants all of us to accept the rest that he offers. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And so we can't turn them away. We can't ignore that call. And, it should be the greatest priorities of our lives, right? To seek and find Jesus as that remedy. Right? He longs for our redemption. He longs to save us. So this evening, if there's anyone here that's subject to the gospel invitation, if you need to put on Christ in baptism, let's take care of that. Of course, with a response of faith, believing, repenting, and confessing. Or if you've done that, you've fallen away, lifestyle of sin. You separated yourself from God, and you're ready to come back home. Let's get you reconciled to God. Or if you just need encouragement, let us know as we stand, as we sing.